The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale starts Thursday. Online and in store at 57 Anzac Parade, Kensington. Open 7 days.
Let me guess, Adam Gilchrist, you raged into the new year, didn't you?
No, I think I sort of lolloped into the new year, really.
Lolloped. I zedded into the new year. But anyway, when you're on this shift, you've got to do that. Now, New Year's Eve violence where you are.
Yeah, sad to report this, but yeah, we have two people stabbed to death and four people injured in different incidents in London, in all four New Year's Eve incidents. Five of the six victims, though, were in or outside nightclubs at the time. They don't appear to be connected. It's just one of those awful things. But somehow worse than that, maybe, is a stabbing at a railway station in Manchester. Three wounded people, one of them a policeman, and detectives believe it was terrorist-related. I suppose it's a moot point as to the difference between somebody who takes a knife out and stabs somebody because they're a bit cross about life, and somebody who does it while shouting Allahu Akbar, which appears to be the case with this guy in Manchester, set upon a middle-aged couple who were waiting for a tram. Doesn't seem to be any kind of motive, really, but you can see why, therefore, they're looking at possible terrorist links and other people who may have known this guy.
Shoddy army barracks.
Yeah, some strong language over this, I have to say, as well. It's a leaked report that raises some serious questions about the standard of army barracks. And yes, absolutely suggests, you know, some need modernising. On the one hand, we're not talking anymore about those sort of corrugated iron shacks of the 1950s and 60s. I mean, they are altogether better than that. But still, the suggestion is that an awful lot of the infrastructure money has disappeared. So barracks, you know, rooms, houses, etc., that were built 30, 40 years ago are beginning to fall into a state of disrepair. But most importantly, they're saying that an awful lot of them break fire regulations. And indeed, one MP, who happens to be a former army officer, Johnny Mercer, says fire warnings have been covered up, he says, and as he puts it, young soldiers are going to burn to death in their beds unless something's done. He says ministers are being cowardly and betraying our men and women in uniform.
Not
say it's pretty heated.
Yeah, not good. And tell us about the children's soccer scam.
Well, I don't know if this is true of all sports. Perhaps it's not true of Australia. But you know the little boys and girls who go trotting out onto the pitch before big sports events? And they're all sort of embarrassed smiles and weak handshakes. And, you know, bless them, it's a grand day out, isn't it? You know, you get to feel a part of the team and you get a match program, you might get a burger, you go and sit in the stands with mum or dad or both and watch a game and so forth. I always thought they were done for local kids or junior fans or charity or something like that. But that might be the case with our bigger clubs, Manchester United, Manchester City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal. But an awful lot of other football clubs in England are charging for the experience and charging a lot. Foul over this. So, for instance, just watched a game between Cardiff and Tottenham, actually, on telly, and there were some mascots at the beginning. Cardiff would have charged about £300, over $500, for that little child to rock up, wear the kit, have a meal, etc.
That's not what it should be about, is it?
No. And would you believe the most expensive of all, West Ham, are charging £700, pretty much $1,300, for the match day experience for their match day mascot. That doesn't sound right.
No, that needs to be cut out quick, smart, I would have thought. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Chris. Cheers.